Commissioner Posey, are you ready to give us your comments on the CHIP Steering Committee?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate the chance to give an update on it. And in fact, you get to see me for the first time in my new glasses, showing that my gray hair is matching other things.
You look very distinguished, by the way.
Just a reminder, the Coastal Habitat Protection Plan Steering Committee is made up of representatives from the Coastal Resources Commission, Marine Fisheries Commission, Environmental Management Commission, and Commissioner Cornegay and myself are the representatives from the MFC. Probably don't need to remind everyone that habitat protection is a very, very important process and very complicated process in dealing with our fisheries and a variety of other coastal issues. And we are now in the midst of our 5-year required amendment process where we update the critical aspects that we want to address with respect to habitat. And we've already talked to you a little bit about this. These include protection of particular structural habitats, water quality, enhanced monitoring, and several other factors that we have provided some information to you in past presentations. The meeting was held on 20 April 2021. First of all, talking about the timeline of the 2021 Coastal Habitat Protection Plan Amendment. The CHIP staff are making progress, are running on time. The committee will need to meet again on August 3rd, 2021 in order to review all the recommendations. And then the full 2021 CHIP amendment will be presented to the commissions at the third quarter, August, September meetings to request approval to go to public comment, which will then be followed by request for final approval at the fourth quarter November meetings. So we're looking for final approval for the various commissions by the end of this calendar year. At the most recent CHIP steering committee, we reviewed the issue papers on wetland protection and restoration with a focus on nature-based methods. We reviewed the various trends of various wetland types. We reviewed recommended actions for mapping and monitoring, conservation, restoration, living shorelines and research needs as part of addressing issues related to wetland protection and restoration. As we all know, wetlands, various low salinity and high salinity, such as salt marsh areas, are critical habitats, particularly taken as a whole ecosystem. We talked about the fact that there are several mapping programs, but we need consistency and long-term commitment to really understand how these habitats are changing over time and how they may change with expected environmental changes in the future. And then we discussed various funding sources that may be used to enhance some of these mapping programs, as well as enhance various activities that would increase water quality and other aspects, such as, for example, mitigation banks. We also reviewed issue paper on habitat monitoring to assess status and regulatory effectiveness. Here, we reviewed monitoring aspects for the 6 coastal habitats that are identified broadly in the DEQ/CHIP process. These include water column, shell bottom, submerged aquatic edge of vegetation, hard bottom, and soft bottom. With the hard bottom, we're talking not only about estuarine, but also offshore hard bottoms that are located within the state's jurisdictional waters. There was a variety of discussion on funding sources as well for ways in which we can enhance efforts in these aspects. I should note that the CHIP steering committee was supportive of several funding applications to help enhance monitoring and mapping efforts, and at least one of those is still under consideration that would significantly help DEQ folks as they undertake what's fairly difficult and complicated process. The CHIP steering committee supported both issue papers with recommendations in principle, understanding that there may be some revisions, and these will become part of a CHIP document that we presented to the CRC, EMC, and MFC for review this fall. On another aspect, the North Carolina Coastal Federation and the Pew Charitable Trust are convening a group of stakeholders that will meet over the next several months to develop recommendations and comments that will be submitted to the steering committee and DEQ as part of the public comment process for the CHIP plan. The focus of this group would be to identify actionable strategies to address cross-cutting concerns about water quality as related to nutrient enrichment and sedimentation. Water quality is a major habitat issue that affects virtually all aspects of the habitats important for fisheries, as well as simply public use. They affect the survival of SAV, they affect wetlands, they affect water quality, they affect human health and recreation. And we're looking, we're trying to get together, or not we, I should say, the North Carolina Coastal Federation and Pew Charitable Trust are trying to get together a group, that can brainstorm ideas with a variety of stakeholders that we can then submit for as part of the public comment process for potential inclusion in the CHIP plan. DEQ staff were consulted in this process and are supportive, but after discussion, DEQ leadership and council they decided it would be best for North Carolina Coastal Federation and Pew Charitable Trust to pursue this in this independent process. The final issue is a sort of knowledge related to us, but I'll pass it on, is during issues from commissioners. One of the commissioners commented about the lack of sanitary conditions at boat ramps, which was bothersome. It does affect the number of recreational boat users. He noted there should be bathrooms and also other issues such as picking up trash. Commissioner Cornegay of the Marine Fisheries Commission stated that WRC is aware of the issue and are attempting to address it with porta potties and other approaches. And that's a summary of our CHIP steering committee meeting. Any questions?
Any questions for Commissioner Posey? Tom, do I see your hand up?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Quick question, Commissioner Posey. Does the steering committee address forage fish as a component of habitat?
The yes, a forage fish would be a component of the habitat. They aren't addressing it so much as specific species. Like, for example, they aren't dealing with the management of mummy chalks, which are one of your most important forage fish, or silver sides. They are, however, addressing habitats, which are critical to the sport of these forage species. A good example would be mummy chogs, which are a known major forage species. Most of your wetlands work will be enhancing the habitat for these species, which are then transferring to the larger commercial species trophically.
Okay. Thank you.
That was that. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments? Commissioner Posey, thank you once again for your hard work on this. I'm glad you're there, because this is such an important, so many important issues that you all take up. Thank you very much for your work on this.